The Burns Lake Beacon Theatre needs more funds to complete its business facade development. John Isles, Lakes District Film Appreciation Society volunteer, said the cost of retrofitting the theatre, in its original Art Deco style, is estimated between $200,000 and $300,000. We have not yet commenced the fundraising process and are uncertain about securing funds for this project. We will consider it in the upcoming year. However, our most crucial project for this year is to replace the digital projector, Isles said. Isles added that the projector has a lifespan of 2 years left and needs replacement by the end of 2025. The theater posted on its Facebook page, "We are longing to finish our project. We are approximately $200,000 short to finish the theater's facade but want to give the community a break from funding the repairs." Previously, the community raised over $800,000 in grants to save the theater. Without the community's support, the theater would be a parking lot. The Lakes District Film Appreciation Society acquired the Beacon Theater in August 2010, transforming it into Canada's second community-owned cinema. However, the theater still had a 1950s-era projector and 35mm system, which made it challenging and expensive to acquire films for the theater. Moreover, the movies would only arrive in Burns Lake long after their initial release in major cities. Recognizing the need for a more modern movie experience, the society upgraded the theater by installing digital projection and sound equipment. Now, the theater can showcase first-run films, 3D movies, and satellite events, offering our community an enhanced and up-to-date movie experience. Part of the theater's business facade development was their electronic sign, which had been delayed due to shipping issues. "Unfortunately, our sign was damaged when shipping to Burns Lake, but replacement parts have arrived from China, and we hope to install it soon," the theater said. From 2017 to 2021, the theater stated that its poster boards were repeatedly vandalized, which cost over $6,000 in damages. Since the industry shifted to digital, there have been few updates on its movie posters. The theater said it kept its existing poster boards for nostalgia. "After repeated vandalism, we stopped reporting it to the police. It's a sad story. We stopped receiving regular posters over 8 years ago when the theater industry started to move to digital delivery of movies," the theater said. Donations are being accepted to help Lakes District Film Appreciation Society with their ongoing upgrades. The Beacon Theater's renovation plans under business facade development. Beacon Theater Illustration, Lakes District News.